When COVID-19 hit the Lubbock community, Osman Javier Ocho, or Javi, wasn't focused on the healthcare workers, even though he himself is a first-year medical student at Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center. He was thinking about the janitors he saw every day, cleaning up the blood on the floor of the ER he once worked in. They remind him of his parents back in El Paso.
I always try to say hi to them, but I don't know them personally. They always give them a smile. I just think of my mom. She's a head school cafeteria cook. My dad, he's a maintenance manager for a lot of apartments, but they come from even more humble backgrounds. When I see the custodial staff, a lot of them are Hispanic, I just think of my parents.
Javi is also the co-outreach chair for the Latino Medical Student Association. When the pandemic reached its apex in Lubbock, Javi says he saw a lot of assistance being offered to the medical community, which was great, but he didn't see as much attention paid to the lower paid frontline staff. In an effort to provide some financial relief to the custodial staff at HSC, the group set out to raise $4,000 through a GoFundMe campaign, and they exceeded it, collecting almost $4,900 as of yesterday.
I wish we could give more. I just thought, like, what's enough that's going to give them at least $50 for groceries or gas?
Matthew De Los Santos is the assistant account manager of the custodial department at HSC. He's worked there for 15 years. He started as a floor tech and has worked his way up. His wife, Veronica, works there too. They were high school sweethearts and got married at 18. And now they have three boys.
I think what they're doing with that, I think that's a beautiful thing. It's awesome what they're doing for our staff here. If it's Walmart, groceries, clothing, things like that. I mean, anything helps. That's all I can say. I mean, we're blessed to take whatever is being given. We're just very blessed to be recognized, our staff here. So
the Latino Medical Student Association's mission is to promote the Hispanic population in the medical field, says Javi. They want to show Hispanic kids that there are people who look like them, working as doctors and nurses. But also, it's a way to help the Hispanic community.
I thought this was a good opportunity to make ourselves more of a prominent club on campus, but also trying to give back to the Hispanic population, which tends to be a lot of the custodial staff.
The group will announce the gift to the custodial staff later this week. For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Casey Ellingson. Follow our news coverage at kttz.org. Do you have any stories for us? Send us your tips through Twitter or Instagram at TTU Public Media.